Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Welcome in again to another Blurry Hysteria. Mr. Flora, are you kicking? Still kicking over there? Kicking? Still kicking?
Oh, whatever you want to say. Yeah, I'm kicking like a chicken, baby.
Well, we got a doozy for you, and it's such a doozy. We brought in a ringer, or just an overthinker, whatever you want to call it. Mr. Kevin Christensen's here. Kevin!
Yes. Hello.
Wait, you know what? I'm doing you a disservice.
Yeah, you are doing me a disservice, Brent.
His name is...
Oh, man.
God, you played that, because, again, I forget my name.
Well, you're going to forget a lot of things, because blood's going to rain in the streets, because wow. The topic we got this week, either that or it's going to get a big collective from the world. I want to read you a passage from this, and then we're going to get into
the— Is it the Bible?
Yes, it is.
Oh, good.
Or it's going to throw a lot of things into question from the Bible.
Isaiah 13:16.
Starting with a quote here. The non-human intelligence phenomenon is real. We are not alone, Gray said. Retrievals of this kind are not limited to the United States. This is a global phenomenon, and yet a global solution continues to elude us. Now, that sounds like more propaganda, except this is coming out in the world of mainstream news today. It's coming to us, an article. Intelligence officials say U.S. has retrieved craft of non-human origin. Leslie Kleen and Ralph Blumenthal. Leslie Kleen is famous because she's written a lot about UFOs, but she was one of the whistleblowers who made everyone aware of ATIP. And Ralph Blumenthal wrote for the New York Times. Just ATIP.
Just a tip.
Ralph wrote for the New York Times for many decades and has written about UFOs and how they deal with things of the government. A former intelligence official turned whistleblower has given Congress and the intelligence community inspector general extensive classified information about deeply covert programs that he says possess retrieved intact and partially intact craft of non-human origin. Now, I sent this to you guys today. Yeah. What initial thoughts? Where are you at?
So, well, David, you go first.
Oh, okay.
Well, you go.
first thing I asked Brent was, what's the source? Is this a legit source? And yeah. We're reading it on The Debrief, which is an okay source for UFO news and stuff like this. And then, like Brent said, Leslie Kleen and Ralph Blumenthal both have some good journalistic pedigrees to their names. So... beyond that, after reading it, it's a very long article, which is packed with information. It's very well written. I feel like this is a pretty legit thing.
This guy has really come forward. I mean, it's not just off here. The Debrief, I like there, and several people who write for The Debrief have been on Hysteria 51. So that
that's not saying anything, Brent.
Yeah. Hey. I mean, I've been on it.
Kevin's on it right now, Brent. Come on.
Well, I want to agree, you know, what David said, right? That's why I had him go first, because he could say it better than me. But also, you know, Brent, I know that you had invited me to be a guest host on another possible upcoming episode of Hysteria 51, in which I did some reading along the same lines as this. And, you know, I've always been pretty goddamn skeptical about the whole thing. Not that I don't think that there are other life forms, because of course there are, but that people are seeing these things. the little bit of reading I did that you shared with me really made me rethink that. And then, so I guess it's to have this and then an actual whistleblower going to Congress and saying this, it seems pretty legit to me as well.
So he says, I'm just going to read some pieces of this. The information, he says, has been illegally withheld from Congress. He filed a complaint alleging that he suffered illegal retaliation for his confidential disclosures that are being reported here for the first time. Other intelligence officials, both active and retired, with knowledge of these programs through their work in various agencies, have independently provided similar corroborating information, both on and off the record, meaning some people that are really in the government and have a pedigree you can look up, you can vet them, are coming forward and saying, yeah, this is true. So a little on this guy, this whistleblower, David Charles, how do you want to say his last name? Grush? G-R-U-S-C-H. He's 36, decorated former combat officer in Afghanistan, veteran of the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency, NGA, and the National Reconnaissance Office, NRO, and I'm sure a bunch of other acronym places. He served as a reconnaissance office's representative to the United Aerial Phenomenon Task Force from 2019 to 21, and from late 21 to July of 2020, he was NGA's co-lead for UAP.
2022.
2022. Thank you. 2020 from late 2021 to July of 2022, co-lead of UAP analysis and its representative to the task force, meaning he was the guy with his finger on what was being brought in. And he says the task force was established to investigate what was once called unidentified flying objects, and now UAPs, unidentified anomalous phenomenon, or whatever you want to say, UAP. The task force was led by the Department of the Navy under the Office of Undersecretary of Defense for Intelligence and Security. Man, there's a lot of names in this. It has since been recognized.
There's acronyms. There's offices.
Yeah.
This article has its own bureaucracy.
Yeah. It's since been reorganized and expanded into all domain anomaly resolution office to include investigations of objects operating underwater, which is, USOs, which are very much just as
Bob Hope shows?
Not exactly.
Okay.
That's lots the problem, of, and I'm not making fun of Kevin, is that is our go-to anytime these things are brought up. And I think that's the media. When these things were brought up and like the Tic Tac stuff, it would be on like the regular news and they go, aliens. I think it's
just
funny.
Just like they did for on Fox 32.
Yeah. So last night we were actually on Fox News, Fox 32 Chicago. And they did a story on David and I in Hysteria 51. And it was very good.
It was a really good story.
Yeah, it was great.
A couple things, Brent. You should always make fun of me. Make fun of me more. And so what does USO in this context stand for?
Unidentified submerged objects.
Underwater. See, I've never heard that in my life.
Yeah, so because you don't listen to this show because it's half the show. No.
I like this. I like that they're grouping it all together now. Mm. And they've given it an acronym that's a lot easier and more fun to say than UFO or UAP or USO. We get now ADAR.
Yeah.
All Domain Anomaly Resolution Office. ADARO.
ADARO.
Well, and did you see also, just to kind of add on to what you're saying, what all the people are saying, Carl E. Nell, a recently retired Army colonel and current aerospace executive who was the Army's liaison for the UAP task force from 2021 to 2022 and worked with Grush, I think we said, there, characterizes Grush as, quote, beyond reproach, end quote.
Yeah.
And there's a photo of him.
So that's a pretty hefty.
I'd say so.
Well, that they
slap make on the back or whatever you want to call it. Yeah.
They make a big deal in the article about mentioning several times that Grush is beyond reproach. Like every one of his coworkers, everybody who's worked
he's
with him,
he's on the up and up. They can't see him as being a liar.
They say he is legit and he is honest and moral to the nth degree.
Yeah, so Here's an interesting quote. He's as honest as Lance Armstrong. I'm just kidding. That's not in there.
Oh, wait. Sorry. Neil Armstrong. Sorry.
Oh, Neil Armstrong. Yes.
Get this, too. This is an interesting one. In a statement cleared for publication by the Pentagon in April, Grosch asserted that UFO legacy programs have long been concealed within multiple agencies nesting UAP activities in conventional secret access programs without appropriate reporting to various oversight authorities, which is what we all knew.
Yeah.
Or at least thought was true, because you're going to tell me that they haven't looked into this since Blue Book. That's terrifying if they hadn't.
I mean, this is what we've always been saying about compartmentalization, right?
Yeah.
They have several things working on it. Nobody knows what the right hand's doing. You know, the left hand doesn't know what the right's doing, kind of thing.
So this guy,
that's what's happening.
Since 2022, has been going to Congress and doing recorded classified information transcriptions, giving them hundreds of pages, hours of just everything that was going on. He came
but physical stuff.
Right, because he does not have that. He can only tell you what he had seen and
So this is basically on the record, just confidential, is what you're saying. He's told all this to Congress over many hours. Yeah.
Well, and the reason he went forward, he says, individuals in these UAP programs approached me in my official capacity and disclosed their concerns regarding a multitude of wrongdoings, such as illegal contracting against the federal acquisition regulations and their criminality, and the suppression of information across a qualified industrial base and academia, meaning the powers that be are hiding this from their superiors, from people that could use this in education, from people that could use this in aerospace, things like that. There is a breakdown, which means that's almost shadow government-y. Or there's, you know, something's going on where, you know, the right hand doesn't know what the left hand's doing.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Kevin. Sorry.
Oh, I don't know how many times I have to tell you this. Everything that you guys talk about on the show is real. Every fucking thing. And this just proves it, Brent and David. But really, my ire's towards Brent here. Go ahead, David. Sorry.
I think this is really kind of fascinating in the sense that when we talk about, let's say, for example, the moon landing, and people say it's fake.
Mm-hmm.
We always say to that, there's too many people involved for this to have been kept a secret and been kept that way for so long. This kind of throws a wrench in that.
Yeah,
that
because argument. How many people know about this or don't, you know?
Yeah. And this feels, I mean, obviously it feels a lot more real than a fake moon landing conspiracy, but
yeah.
This feels like it's got some weight to it, right?
Let's hit a break. When we come back, I'm going to give this guy a little more credence, and we're going to break this down a little bit more. That's coming up after the break on Blurry Hysteria.
Right, more credence, like Fortunate Son, Proud Mary.
Clearwater Revival.
Yeah. Great.
Born on the Bayou.
Hola, David. Me amo Brent.
Bonjour, Brent. Je m'appelle David.
You didn't do Spanish. I thought if we were going to do this together, we'd do the same language.
Oh, sorry.
that's on brand for us.
I just thought romance languages was the key.
Everything I say is romantic, and that is thanks to Rosetta Stone. You guys, we've been touting these things forever. We love Rosetta Stone, and we actually are users. David, you've really been using it even for longer than I. What's your experience been like?
Oh, it's been great. The thing is, you really get to learn how to speak and think in that language with it. So it's very high on pronunciation too. So you can, you know, learn how to speak.
And you know, our show is all about proper pronunciation.
In that pronunciation. Yeah, that's right. But they designed it for long-term retention, you know, if you don't get the pronunciation right, you say it until you do. And then, you know, that just seeps into your head.
Well, and that's why, you know, this has been trusted by experts for 30 years, and there's over 25 different languages that you can learn, and people, millions and millions of users use it because, like you said, it does seep in, and you're using it with, you know, you get speech recognition and it hears you. You get to use like the built-in true accent features that gives you this pronunciation, which is super convenient, and you can do it at your own time. And, I don't know if you know this, but I'm all about value, and you get a one-time purchase, 25 languages. If I learned all 25 languages, I'd be so confused or really cool. I'd go in and out.
But you'd be real marketable.
But literally, though, this is something that we use, and we have both of us have given the seal of approval because we wanted to do this long-term, and it's something that it works. You know, and we don't we don't do long term stuff like this. And this is the one that we've chosen, and we love it. So, all you guys got to do, don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now, as we've told you 1,000 times, and it's always now. Right now, get now. Started. For a very limited time, Hysteria 51 listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off.
How much?
50%. Visit Rosetta Stone. .com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your unnatural life.
Wow.
Redeem. How do they do it?
Rashate, you're 50% off. Rashate. Redeem it. 50% off. RosettaStone.com/today. Do it today. Nation, why are so many dogs suffering with health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health, their food. So, she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her own dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health.
And David, that's super important to us because, as you know, my wife and I have two rescue dogs, and they are fantastic. They're so much fun, and they're buttholes, as you know, and that's because all dogs are. That's what makes them so sweet, and we want to make sure that we feed them the best, and that's why we were super excited when Badlands approached us, because that's what we feed them, because we wanted to make sure that we feed them the best. And this was a no-brainer for us because we want to make sure that we are treating the dogs how we would want to be treated. I like to think my dogs would be taking care of me like I'd take care of them, even though I don't feed myself nearly as good of food as I feed them.
That's great. You guys at home can rebutthole your dog. If you go to badlandsfood.com/hysteria and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular priced order with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
Yeah, that's right. If you want your dog to experience all the incredible things, and maybe even like mine, non-scratching and back to his butthole self, go to badlandsfood.com/hysteria today.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
For those of you at home, just a little peek behind the magic. David was just singing Born on the Bayou for 6 straight hours.
I thought we got to go back. I got to go to the bathroom. So we were talking about this guy's pedigree. In 2022 performance evaluation, Laura A. Potter, she's the Deputy Chief of Staff for Intelligence Headquarters, Department of the Army. So, yeah. Described Neil, another new whistleblower, as the guy who was on the task force with Grosch, as an officer of the strongest possible moral compass, meaning the people that are coming through and doing this, they're not Joe Schmo who's seems to be upset with the military and striking back or something like that.
So, but is he an officer and a gentleman?
That is yet to be determined.
Mayonnaise.
What was the name you said she was talking about?
So this is another person that he had worked with.
I think it's the Ken Neal, the dude I quoted earlier.
Yes, exactly. So he is...
Because there's a Carl Nell.
Nell. Did I say Neil?
Did no. I say Ken Neil? Yeah, it's Carl Nell. I'm sorry.
I just want to make sure we're getting the right names.
Yeah. Hey, who knows?
I'm trying to find a Neil.
It's all made up anyway.
Like, Neil Armstrong? No. we mentioned him.
When you have multiple agencies nesting UAP activities in conventional SAP CAP programs, both as recipients of exploitation-related insights and for operational reasons without appropriate reporting to various oversight authorities, you have a problem. This is from Grosch said, referencing the highly secret special access programs and controlled access programs, which just means someone has their thumb on this. And
sounds like several someone's, right?
We could go on and on and on about this. That's the big takeaway is what's going on. What do you guys feel is, let's say this is true and we learn in the next few months, what do you see happening?
Well, first of all, I think we got to put up a little bit of a wall here because one of the guys talking about this is named Jonathan Gray.
Uh-oh.
And Gray says the non-human intelligence phenomenon is real. We are not alone. Hello, methinks the lady doesn't protest too much. Mr. Gray, alien. I think it's amazing, and it does feel like we're headed towards them finally being like, look, everybody, stuff's going on. Here's what we have. Here's what we know. We don't think it's a threat. You know, they're going to kind of downplay the danger of it, but I don't know if it's going to get us into the Federation or not, but it seems like stuff's really leaking here, right and left.
Right.
The dam's about to burst, right?
Well, and you were talking about Jonathan Gray. He talked about how secrets are necessary, but there comes a time.
Yeah.
And he said he noted
and more and more people are piling on this idea, right?
Yeah, so it says he said that, you know, that the hypothesis that the United States alone has bullied the other nations into maintaining the secrecy for nearly a century continues to prevail as a primary consensus among the public at large. Here's a quote. My hope is to sway the global populace from this archaic and preposterous notion and to potentially pave the way for a much broader discussion. And then
I love that.
Grosch said it's was dangerous for this 80-year arms race, which is what it is. They're using these – they want weapons to continue in secrecy because it further inhibits the world's populace to be prepared for an unexpected non-human intelligence contact scenario because they're saying it's not real and it's become a joke, which is something that we know the government did.
Yeah.
Whether they had it or not, they used it – you know, they had to change the word UFO because it became a joke.
Mm. Yeah. Well, I'm going to take your question that you asked, Brent. I'm just going to shorten it a little bit. I'm going to cut it off. You said, what do you guys feel? I feel a lot of things, Brent.
And, you sure do.
No. You know, I think
he's our Deanna Troy. He's an empath. Doesn't have the same knockers.
Yet. You two are obviously much more well-versed on this whole area of expertise, et cetera. But like, for example, ATIP, when was that kind of brought out in the whistle? You said like this Leslie woman.
Well, that is really interesting that you don't know because this has been – so ATIP was something that they found out. They funded over $22 million into a program that officially didn't exist. All right? So – and I think it was – it ended in like 2012. It came to the world's eye in around 2020 when that whole Tic Tac scenario and everything was going on. And it was a Department of Advanced Aerial Threat Identification Program what it stood for.
Okay, so it came to light is what I'm saying. I didn't remember when it was like 2020.
2017, I think, is when it came to light. And we started talking about it more, you know, in like around 2020. A lot of this was looked at more during when people were in quarantine and stuff like this, you know.
Right.
But it started coming according to the Department of Defense, I just looked up, it says ATIP expired in 2012 after 5 years, except reporting suggests that it went on through – a lot longer than that, you know, and a lot, you know, so it is
so
what
it's just going to be a lot more. They're going to deny, I assume.
I don't know if they're going to be able to deny this for that long if it is true.
Will they obfuscate?
Maybe.
I think Congress is really starting to go, what the fuck are you not telling us?
Mm-hmm.
And this is a both bipartisan, both sides of the aisle are both going, we want to know.
Mm-hmm.
And
they mention in the article that the 2023 National Defense Authorization Act, the language in it, was drawn up by Kirsten Gillibrand and Marco Rubio, both senators, one Republican, one Democrat, and then it was signed into law by Biden last December 2022. And that the language is supposed to protect informants from retaliation.
Because on kind purpose of a whistleblower thing, right? For this stuff. Because they – okay, here's the thing. You're a congressman, you're a senator, and you're in power. And guess what? You find out you don't have any power. Or people – okay, so you're on these committees, oversight committees, these things, and you find out, okay, well, I'm supposed to – the military – this acronym, that acronym is supposed to be answering to me. And you find out they're not only hiding stuff, they're hiding fucking alien tech, mm-hmm. non-human tech, maybe non-human people, vehicles, both intact and partial. And this isn't just the U.S. It's all over the world. And it's not just the U.S. suppressing it. And that's, as they were saying, kind of a bullshit theory. That's a tough pill to swallow. So they're coming forward and being like, uh-uh, no. Like, we want to know, and that's something that for a long time it was protected.
Obviously, we don't have the weaponization that they're looking for yet because – and this is speaking to everybody in the world, you know, having some piece of the puzzle here because, I mean, you look at Russia right now. Getting its ass whooped. By now, do you think they would have, if they had some reverse engineered tech that they had recovered, they'd use
maybe
something?
They're like us where it's not.
Well, would it be
the
like
powers that be aren't allowing it to be taken in that way? You know what I mean?
Into what David was saying is, well, if they had it, wouldn't they use it? Could we look at it the same way we do nuclear weapons? Like, deterrence, right? So, like, they don't want to use theirs because then we'll use ours on them.
I don't know. Yeah,
maybe.
This is a great example of how gray the world is, right?
Yeah.
Nothing's black and white.
Yeah.
And for a long time, we've said that people don't want to disclose things. The government keeps this for a number of reasons. This just, I think, doubles that. It doubles down on the fact that everybody in the world's working on it, but there's not really anything yet to say, but everybody wants to keep it hush-hush because they don't want somebody to be more advanced than others, and there's all these reasons and stuff, whereas this guy's saying if everybody just brought this out in the open and talked about it, we could advance as a civilization
together. So, from Grush, he said, here's a quote, they end with this, "I hope this revelation serves as an ontological shock sociologically and provides a generally uniting issue for nations of the world to reassess their priorities." It's saying what you're saying in a way.
Yeah.
You know, he wants this to bring people together and go, well, maybe we should quit bickering about this, that, and the other. And because there's a lot larger world out there. I use world as like, you know.
Universe? Everything.
Yeah, they're a bigger universe.
Yeah.
But then that also brings to mind, well, why aren't they speaking to us?
If maybe they are. They. Like I said, Jonathan Gray, it's right there in plain sight.
Son of a bitch! I knew it.
You got great again.
Uh-oh.
Boom.
There's a lot of really.
Can't believe you have that recording of my laugh still.
There are many, many great quotes in this, and it's all information and very little filler, I think. You know?
I really think that this is something, and of course, we're going to have the link in the show notes. Read it. It's worth your time.
It's cool. It's really, really neat. I think it's going to explode here this week. It just came out, it seemed like.
I hope so. And I hope that this gets talked in the mainstream media as much as it should be. We'll see.
I actually, as we've been on here, I quickly went to an aggregate website that just takes the main headlines of the day just to see if that had showed up there yet. It hasn't.
Yeah. Thanks for son listening. Of a bitch.
I didn't even look because you just sent this to us. We were here doing a Sad Times and then you were kind enough to invite me on. When was this published? I know it's today. Like this morning. Okay.
This morning. It just came out this morning. Yeah. Non-human origin crafts are held by the nations of the world and have been for 80 plus years is what people that have firsthand knowledge and can be vetted to have at least been in those positions are telling Congress. That's your takeaway.
The material includes intact and partially intact vehicles. So we can only hope they have Luke's land speeder.
That is true.
What if that's all we get out of this? That'd be hilarious.
It's Luke's land speeder. Well, we can all go to Mos Eisley.
Yeah, big tires keeping that under wraps.
Man.
They talk about Stanford professor Gary Nolan, which his name has popped up in these circles before. And he's talked about, just think of something to advance civilization scientifically, something as small as, he says, a grain of silicon or germanium.
Yeah.
It's the underpinning of integrated circuits that underlie computation and now, AI. And he says, something even as small as that, if you could get that out of these materials and stuff, it can change the course of technology and civilization, all that kind of stuff. And he's right. It's got to be super hard and frustrating to try and reverse engineer something like that. You know what I mean?
Right.
That you have no clue what it is or have never seen it before, how it works, trying to replicate that. It's got to be tough.
I was thinking in here somewhere. Now, I read it earlier and I sent you guys, and it's been a couple hours. They were talking about how they knew they were from other, there was elements and things that are not of this world, how they knew it was not of this world. It's somewhere in there. They were talking about this. We're not going to break this down for you because we're just skimming over and we wanted to get this out to you. Literally, we were putting it out late today because we wanted to get, it came out this morning. So I wanted to get this out. So read it, let us know, head to Hysteria Nation, and head to Blurry Photos. Let us know what you guys think. Let us know your thoughts, your concerns, what this means to you. What do you guys see this meaning to the world? Because it's an interesting and truly world-shaping event if this is true. And it's something that we've believed for a long time, but to have it come out and be true is still I don't know if it's a breath of fresh air or scary and terrifying or all of the above.
Yeah, I would say all of the above.
Yeah, yeah. So, kids, read it, talk about it, tell everyone you know, and get people talking about this. We'll see you next time on Blurry Hysteria.
Bye.
Meeting adjourned.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.